This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Retail sales for April were out this week, and while the headline number was all right, up 0.9%, inflation means that spending might not be as good as it sounds. That said, though, some categories came out ahead. Food service and drinking places, restaurants basically, saw a 2% bump March to April, which got us thinking we should check back in with Lester Gouvia. He runs Norma G's in Detroit.
Currently, business is a bit of a roller coaster. We're starting to see a little bit of a pickup on the weekends. But during the week, we do have some good days. We do still have some bad days. And that's just something that we can't manage. You just deal with it day to day. I actually opened the restaurant August 21st of 2018. Staffing, you know, was a little easier at the beginning. But when COVID hit, you know, people vacated the industry in droves. And staffing is really one of the biggest issues because I do wear a lot of different hats to maintain the business. I'm pretty much the owner manager. I'm also the chef. I also do the shop. I do busing.
I've been bartending.
I have done serving.
I've actually done hosting.
And I clean up. The only person that cleans the bathrooms at Norma G's is me. And I have staff members that really help me and reach out. But at the end of the day, you know, if something isn't done, I have to do it. The pandemic never really went away completely from a supply perspective. There's a certain type of chipotle peppers and an adobo sauce that you want to use. And it's critical to one of our sauces, which is really popular at the restaurant. We serve it with our certain sandwiches and wings and things like that. And I did try a different brand, and it wasn't good. And it was just panic mode. How do I find it? So because the particular store that I usually deal with didn't have it in bulk or in, you know, consistently, I had to pay extra money for it. You know, I think it was worth it because, again, we kept the consistency. At this point in time, you know, I worry about next week. Let me be honest with you. I lose sleep over next week, but all I know is I'll get up today, which I did. I do everything I possibly can. We're going to open the doors today, this afternoon, and we hope we have business. You know, we have a good day today, so tomorrow we're going to be able to come in and do this again. People will be able to get paid tomorrow, and we'll give it another shot.
Lester Gouvia there, keeping things going at Norma G's in Detroit.